The camera versus LiDAR war reaches a regulatory crossroads. Waymo CEO Dmitry Dolgov made a pointed technical argument this week. Camera-only self-driving systems can match human drivers, but they cannot exceed human-level reliability in the ways required for full autonomy. The claim is a direct challenge to Tesla's approach, which relies primarily on cameras and neural networks rather than the LiDAR plus radar sensor fusion Waymo employs. Dolgov's framing is specific. He is not arguing that cameras fail, but that they do not fail less than humans do in the edge case scenarios that matter most for truly autonomous systems. LiDAR provides depth perception that cameras can approximate but cannot equal in conditions like rain, direct sunlight glare, or partially occluded objects at distance. Tesla's counterposition is equally pointed. LiDAR is too expensive to scale. Cameras at sufficient resolution with sufficient compute can exceed human performance even in edge cases, and Waymo's sensor redundancy approach cannot reach the price points that would make autonomous vehicles broadly accessible. This is also, at its core, a regulatory argument. Waymo's business benefits from frameworks that require sensor redundancy. Tesla's benefits from performance metric standards that reward its fleet-scale training data advantage. The regulatory framework that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and state DMVs ultimately settle on will determine which business model is viable. Amazon's Zoox resolved at least one regulatory question this week by winning the first U.S. approval for a commercial robo-taxi with no steering wheel and no pedals. The NHTSA exemption allowing Zoox to charge for rides in its purpose-built pods is a significant milestone. The first time the agency has approved a vehicle designed from the ground up without human override capability. Paid service launches in Las Vegas this month. The Zoox pod is bidirectional, without a traditional front or back, and passengers sit facing each other, a design that assumes autonomy from first principles rather than retrofitting it onto a human-centric vehicle. All safety standards were written with human-operated vehicles in mind, which creates regulatory complexity even for an approved product. The Waymo-Tesla-Zoox triangle represents three genuinely distinct philosophies about how autonomous vehicles should be built, regulated, and deployed. What is notable is that all three are making real commercial progress on timelines that would have seemed optimistic 5 years ago. The question is no longer whether autonomous vehicles will be commercially deployed. They already are. But which technical and business model assumptions will prove durable at scale?